Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Talal. Well, today, ladies and gentlemen, we will be talking about what happened in Connecticut a couple of days ago. As you have probably seen, that most television programs and most network, actually not most, but all, have spent countless hours talking about the problem, talking about what happened, how horrible it is what happened, and even naming each victim and their families. They put names, they put pictures, they interviewed their loved ones, and we know a lot more about what happened in that incident. Now, some of you may or may not actually agree with me today on this issue, but that's okay. That's why we are here, to disagree and hopefully learn from each other. There are no words to describe the horrendous crime of what happened in that elementary school, especially that most of the victims were little children. Most of them were girls, 6-year-olds. And you ask yourself, why? Parents kiss their children goodbye when they drop them off, looking forward to go and picking them up in the afternoon, not knowing that their children will not be coming home anymore. People around the country and around the world are grieving for and with the parents of those children. And also, not just the children, but also the teachers who actually perished in that crime. Now, when we come back, we will talk about why and how I look at this, because I look at it a little bit different than everybody else. Sure, I'm sad. Sure, I'm mad. But it's an awakening for all of us. And we will talk about this when we come back, and we will welcome your phone calls. 800-313-9443. We will be right back.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. santabarbarabells.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. Coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. And our phone number is 800-313-9443. And if you are listening to us on Skype, you can, from anywhere around the world, you can join us by dialing toll-free 800-313-9443. What happened, ladies and gentlemen, in Connecticut with the shooting that took place, are you surprised? Are you shocked? I was shocked and hurt because of the lives that were lost in that attack. Was I shocked that it took place? No. Was I surprised that it took place? No. This is the product of the society we live in. We are raising our children on killing. We are raising killing machines. When was the last time you actually got inside the minds of your children? But you enjoyed buying them all these Xboxes and Wii's and all the other software programs that do nothing but teach them how to kill and enjoy killing. Isn't that the truth? Can our minds or our children's mind actually differentiate between killing and enjoying killing on their computers and on their Xboxes, or in real life when they grow up and join the Army, join the Marines, and become an actual killing machines, sitting behind a monitor somewhere, directing a drone into the cities of Pakistan and Afghanistan and watching as these drones fire their missiles and kill women and children. by the scores. We're not shocked when Palestinian children are cut up into pieces due to a missile or an F-18 fighter that was paid for by American taxpayers' money. We are not shocked and we are not surprised because we don't know these people. They are characters on an Xbox video game. That's all to us and to those who kill them. We are shocked when it's little children at a school. Yes, I am shocked with you. And yes, it is a horrible, horrible thing to do to lose a child, to lose a mother, to lose a sister. But I think losing a child is the worst thing that can ever happen to anyone. Have we felt how Iraqi mothers felt? The United States killed over 1 million Iraqis. Many of them were children. Have we even thought about how an Afghani mother felt, or a Palestinian mother, or a Libyan mother, or? Have we even considered thinking? What a shame a human life was lost. They just tell you 18 killed, 120 killed, 40 killed, and we became immune. If we don't know the people and if we don't have 24 hours coverage from CNN and Fox and ABC, CBS, NBC, all of the rest, we don't have 24 hours coverage, then we don't feel. It doesn't dig deep into our human conscience unless we see it repeatedly 24 hours a day on TV and everyone talks about it. Then it sinks in that it's a horrible thing. Then it sinks in that we should stop the killing. But for the last 10 years, all the killings that were committed by our boys, we did not think about it because we don't know the faces of those people, because we dehumanized other people and called them terrorists, and therefore their human lives, even their children's lives, does not count. Didn't count. Well, what happens in tragedies, we should always look at how we can prevent other tragedies from taking place. And it might make us closer to who we are and how vulnerable we are. But if you notice, there was nothing, absolutely nothing, that was said about the religion of the killer. Nothing. No one mentioned if he was Jewish. No one mentioned if he was Christian. But if his name was Abdul or Muhammad or Hussein, then we will have jet fighters going somewhere to blow up something just because the killer's name was a Muslim. And all of a sudden, even if it was an isolated incident, they would not concentrate on isolated incidents. The media would have went haywire on the religion of the person. It doesn't matter if he went crazy, he was taking drugs, whatever. Now, most of the media out there, they are scrambling to find out anything in this guy's past to say that he was crazy. Maybe he took this, maybe he took that. Some say he was to himself. Some say he did not talk to many people. So now we are trying to see, wait a minute, this guy was crazy. But even if a crazy guy, but if he's a Muslim, then the whole religion is liable. You did notice that, I'm sure. If you did not, well, then you are ignorant. You did notice that nothing was mentioned and they are digging, but, you know, the sergeant who, or captain, I think, Nidal Hassan, who killed his comrades there in Texas, even though he was, and it was proven that psychologically the guy was sick, even though he was a psychiatrist on duty. But no one paid attention to that. No one wanted to hear that. But yet this guy, we are digging to see, he must be crazy. Well, what about if he's not really crazy? But he's a product of this society. He's a product of Hollywood. He's a product of the Rambo society. He's a product of the war society that has been at war for over 10 years now, and we are not even thinking of stopping. Could that be the reason? Could that be this war society, that this war culture that we have created, this killing culture that we have created and we cannot do anything about? Could that be? Anyway, the phone number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We would like to hear from you. Let us know what you think about this huge tragedy. And let us know what you think about the coverage. And also let us know, because now there are talks about actually doing something with gun control. You know, after a tragedy of this magnitude, then people will start looking at, okay, let's take the guns away. You know, was the killer controlled? Remotely controlled? You will hear some of these theories out there. And you will hear, now I'm not putting out anything, any crazy thoughts, but you have to think about everything. Who will benefit out of this? Did this man act alone? What are some of these reports? I don't know if it's crazy reports or not, or what. I don't know. I haven't seen any coverage or TV or anything that would suggest any. They were talking about another guy in fatigue that the police took out of the woods out there. I don't know. I just read something about that, and I don't know how true that is. I haven't followed that story yet. So if you have anything, any information on it, you can.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. We're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our phone number is 800-313-9443, and our website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Send it to all your friends and send them the live link so they can listen to us. Well, let's go to the phones. We have Tom calling in from Florida. Tom, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me. Hey, there's one question that really just is on my mind, and then whenever that comes out, that may answer a lot of things. The one thing is, what did his father do for a living? Is he tied to any kind of government experience? Because even on the Discovery Channel, less than a week ago, I seen something where they hypnotized a grown man thinking he was doing the right thing and actually executed somebody right there in the middle of public.
Well, are you asking, I'm sorry, what was the question? I missed that.
Okay,
is it
I'm sorry.
Is it possible to hypnotize? Yes, it is.
What was that again?
Are you saying, like, if it's possible to actually brainwash and program someone to commit an act, and he will be driven by those who are in control of him? Yes.
Right. Okay. That's not the question part. The question part is, was his father related to any government jobs have actually led to this kid being brainwashed? Because, like I say, even on the Discovery Channel, they showed how it could be done so easily.
Well, it can be done so easily, but I don't know anything. I really did not follow much about who he is and about anything. But I don't know. Do you have any information, or are you just kind of throwing the question out?
No, that's just the question that I know that's going to be coming out, because there's quite a few people out there in Internet radio land, or Internet/radio land. There's so many there's enough people out there that that's going to come out. If there is ties like that, then that's just another one. Because this is a double whammy, because they were saying that this kid was a homeschooled kid.
Yeah.
After, like, the first grade.
Yeah, you know, okay. I know there are people who will be actually taken this thing and run with it, because they are waiting for something like this to happen. So they will say, oh, this was programmed by the government to do this and do that. Really, I don't jump into those things when I don't have any information. Can it happen? Yes, it can. Is this what happened? No, we don't know.
And understandably so. But now the other thing is, whenever you see a lot of these atrocities happening, it just so happens that they have these 800 and 1,400-page bills ready to run through the Congress onto the Senate almost every time whenever things like this happen. So if we see this within the next couple of days, oh, what a coincidence again.
I'll tell you what. What happened in Australia about 10 years ago, I think, or a little more, it was a similar massacre like this one, and many people, and I actually interviewed one of the people who was involved in it. I forgot his name. I think Holloway or something like that. He was like the chief investigator or some to do with the investigation, and he said that that was actually a Mossad operation. It was to control guns in Australia. And so was this actually another one of those? We don't know. Is it possible? Yes, it could be possible.
And with the grace of God, will it be brought to light? I have to say faithfully yes, if it is.
Very good. Appreciate it, Tom.
All right, thank you.
Thanks a lot. Well, we let's go very quickly with Bill in Idaho on line 3. Bill.
Bless you, Doctor. Thank you for everything that you attempt to do for the Republic each and every day. Merry Christmas to you and the world.
Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, I certainly have to agree with you. It's evident that these contracts for these war games and murdering machine training videos and that turned into these games were Department of Defense or Defense Energy related. And it has certainly infected the whole entire culture in one way or other, if not the media. And the church is as responsible as anything for that.
Of course.
Being totally silent, the pulpits, the 501c3 corporate churches in this country have sadly abdicated their responsibility to lead morally and ethically. In old days, it was the Black Robe Militia that led the moral and spiritual. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, Bill, stay with me. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. We're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Let's go back to Bill in Idaho. Go ahead, Bill.
Yes, thanks, Doctor. As your other fellow broadcasters on Republic, and boy, I'm sure hoping that people that are finally getting this message or just becoming a new audience are going to support this broadcast and this radio station. When Republic goes, there goes the Republic. The death of discernment in the church, it's done by Mike, M-I-K-E, Gendron, G-E-N-D-R-O-N. Very, very well done dissertation in regard to the poisonous material within the life stream of present 501c3 corporate churches in this country. A.W. Tozer uses the illustration of the circulating blood, and the white corpuscles are the red corpuscles being the face, carry the life and giving oxygen in every part of the body, and the white cells are like the discernment that pounce upon the dead toxic matter.
Bill.
Yes.
Please go ahead and wrap it up. I have a lot of people on hold, and we're only doing 1 hour these days. Okay. Bill? Okay. Well, I just said wrap it up. Okay, Sammy in Washington on line one. Sammy, welcome to the program.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I'd like to just read a brief paragraph that I found on the web this morning on a website called Before It's News. Quote, the father of Newtown, Connecticut school shooter Adam Lanza is Peter Lanza, who is a VP and tax director at GE Financial. The father of Aurora, Colorado movie theater shooter James Holmes is Robert Holmes, the lead scientist for the credit score company, FICO. Both men were to testify before the U.S. Senate in the ongoing LIBOR scandal. The London Interbank Offered Rate, known as LIBOR, You can skip that. It's, yeah, well, they're both connected.
Wow.
That's,
yeah,
on the website.
That's, you know, yeah, that's actually the connections that major news outlets, they will not even dare to talk about. But
you
that's
know, I can't
confirm
if it's true.
Yeah, that's an interesting twist.
Astounding.
Now, of course, we don't know if this is true. I mean, you're just reading something. We don't know if it's true.
Yeah. But if someone could confirm that, I think it's extremely
yeah.
important. Anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Sammy. Appreciate it. Well, you know, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Could this kid have been programmed? It is possible. It is possible. The science is there to actually do it. Was this just a one man? He went crazy for whatever reason. We may never know because his mother is also dead, so we don't know what went on in the house before he picked up her guns, shot her, and dressed up in black and bulletproof vest. So I don't think this man was really very angry. Otherwise, I mean, you know, to stage this, you have to take time to buy these clothing if you don't have them. And if you have them, you have to think about dressed up that way and then the bulletproof vest. So there was some thinking and thoughts behind it. But I guess we probably will never know the truth. But the possible, I don't want to jump on these, you know, was this done, conspiracy, you know. I don't want to bring any of these other except telling you that it is possible. And I urge all my colleagues at the station or other station that if you don't know and you do not have valid, because, you know, you will hurt us. You really hurt us if you just start thinking something out of your mind and, you know, come up with this nice thing that the Mossad has something to do with it because they wanted to do this and do that. You know, let's just leave that alone. But unless you have some information about it. Anyway, we're going to go back to the phones, actually, with Montgomery Scott in Idaho on line two. Montgomery.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I've got some corroborating information regarding the shooter.
Okay.
I've got three different articles that I found in the last 24 hours. The first one is on was on Yahoo.com. This is Peter Lanza, who drove to northern New Jersey to talk to the police and FBI, is a vice president at GE Capital and had been a partner at global accounting giant Ernst & Young. Adam's older brother, Ryan Lanza, 24, has worked at Ernst & Young for 4 years, apparently following in his father's footsteps and carving out a solid niche in the tax practice. That has to do with your last caller.
Okay.
That was on GMAYahoo.com, Connecticut shooter Adam Lanza, et cetera. Now, here's another one from the New York Post. The shooter was found with an ID that bore his brother's name, a law enforcement source said, but there is no indication that it was stolen. Our source told the Post Ryan had told investigators that he last saw Adam in 2010 and that Adam is autistic. That was on the New York Post. Now, here's one from, I actually got this from Blacklisted News, but this is citing a whole bunch of different mainstream sources. One of the reports from one of the local newspapers in Connecticut. This is a quote. Witness, I saw them walk a guy earlier with handcuffs. He walked by us and said he didn't do it. Reporter, was it a grown man? Witness, a grown man, yeah. He's sitting in front of the police car over there now. So, I mean, reporter said, he didn't have a gun? Witness, no, I didn't see any gun. I just saw him handcuffed, and he walked by us and looked into parents' eyes and said, I didn't do it. Reporter, how was he dressed? Witness, camel pants with a dark jacket. There's a whole bunch of information about this. And,
that's the guy they pulled out of the woods, right?
Right, right. Broadcast reports from the scene say the gunman reportedly walked into the school wearing camouflage pants, just like the guy they pulled out from the woods.
Yeah.
And, so, but they didn't open fire.
They're not saying anything. They're not saying anything about the second guy.
Well, that was an eyewitness account of seeing the second guy being pulled out from the woods wearing similar clothing, and for some reason he was pulled out from the woods, and he's telling the parents, "I didn't do it. I didn't do it." You know, like he knew what was going on in the school. You know, well, if he was in the woods, how did he know? You know, I don't know.
Definitely. I mean, definitely, if he was in the woods, I don't think that was there were any deers to hunt in those woods there. So I'm sure. And if he said he didn't do it, then I'm sure he had probably some to do with it.
Well, that's entirely possible. I don't know. That's conjecture at this point. But I actually emailed this out to a bunch of people because of this big thing that's going on now. They want to disarm the American populace, and I guess
they'll do it. And let me tell you something. If it takes a massacre like that, planted, to do it, they will do it. You know, they will do it to take the guns away from the American people. Yeah, they will do it.
Oh yeah, it worked. It worked with all the terrorist bombing. The World Trade Center in 93 didn't kill enough people. The USS Cole didn't kill enough people, so they had to pull off something big, you know, 9/11, so that they could implement the police state. And now, the next step is to make the biggest mass shooting that they can do, you know, and they're going to continue to do it. They just had one a couple weeks ago in Colorado with a gunman in a mall, and before that it was Aurora, Colorado, and now there's a petition, I guess, the White House website that's circulating saying we need to basically disarm the American populace.
Yeah, well, you know, someone just sent me a message saying, don't blame Smith and Wesson, blame Spielberg and Weinstein.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, referring to that this is, and this is basically what I, you know, on my Facebook page, I put guns don't kill, culture does. And basically I'm blaming this on the culture that we have, you know, this is a bed we made, and we are laying in it.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You take all forms of family and religion out of a child's upbringing and education, and then you fill them with gratuitous violence and murder and mayhem, and teach them that it's cool to use video games to kill people, and that that's a normal part of life.
That is true.
And I agree completely. It's terrible. And it doesn't matter if you're a Christian, a Muslim, a Jew, or an atheist even. The fact of the matter is that this is happening, and that has to be admitted to the general populace, has to wake up to it.
Yeah. Well, very good. You know, it could be, you know, remember the Manchurian soldier? He was, I guess, you know, brain controlled or mind controlled, and did whatever the heck he was programmed to do. I mean, it's possible.
Hey,
anyway.
Yeah. Okay, I'll let you go now.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks
for the call. Good call. Okay. Well, tell you what. Let's stay with the phones. We have Will in Texas on line one. Will, welcome to the program.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yes, you're up.
Yeah, this, I totally agree with you, and what you're saying as far as our society has become poisoned at its core. My comment has more to do with the issue of gun control and gun rights. Last night, I ran across a story, and it was called the Merced Pitchfork Murders, and it happened in Merced, California in the year 2000. It was a brutal home invasion. Two young children were killed with a pitchfork, and the grandmother of these children turned that into a campaign for gun rights. And she wrote a letter to the lawmakers of the state of California and lawmakers of some various other states at that time that were looking at passing various types of gun laws. And this letter, I guess in her moments of, you know, just absolute devastation and utter loss, this letter is so unbelievably powerful that if people would read this, I think it would give them a whole different perspective on the issue of gun control. And I was wondering, would it be possible for me to give out the link to this article so that people could go and read this letter that this woman wrote? Okay.
Sure.
It's www.examiner.com/article/v-carpenters, C-A-R-D-E-N-T-E-R-S, from-tragedy, T-R-A-G-E-D-Y, rises, R-I-S-E-S, heroism, H-E-R-O-I-S-M. And it is an unbelievably powerful letter, and it touches on all of the topics, all of the subjects that people are discussing right now, as far as the gun-free zones, you know, should people have the ability, the right to defend themselves, you know, are the killers going to, you know, take into account, you know, the gun laws, whatever new laws they may pass. This topic has become incredibly powerful, almost to the point to where, you know, the same thing happened after 9/11, to where people that normally sit around and they're more concerned with their X Factor show or whatever, you know, Jersey Shore, and then popping a top on another beer or watching the next NFL game, are actually stopping and thinking and looking at this, and it is sparking a debate that really is snowballing into a huge issue that is addressing what's happening to our society at its core. And
I agree with you.
I wanted to put that article out there and encourage as many people as I possibly can to read that letter that that woman wrote, and she has more of a right to speak on this issue than any of us because she lived it and lost two of her beautiful children because of it, her grandchildren. And these kids were trained by their father how to use weapons, but because of California's gun laws where you had to have your guns locked up, you know, the trigger locks, ammo had to be separate from the guns, you know, all of that, two of those children were horribly, brutally murdered. And the 14-year-old daughter that was there babysitting her younger siblings, if she could have gotten to that weapon in time, she could have stopped that, and those two children would have been alive. But because of the lawmakers, you know, again, they basically, you know, neutered those children's ability to defend themselves. And this woman touches on every one of these topics that we are discussing today, but it happened 12 years ago, and you didn't hear a whole lot about it. And I would just encourage everybody to please read that article. And I appreciate everything that you're doing. I would also like to send out, I guess my condolences are my sincerest apologies to the people of the Middle East and for what our government has been doing to them for the last 10 years. And I hope and pray that those people over there realize that not all Americans over here agree with what our government is doing to them and their children, and that hopefully it'll stop at some point when enough people get sick of it. Thank you, sir.
Very good. Thanks. I appreciate it. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. That slogan that I just put out there, I have to tell you who actually sent me that. The Don't Blame Smith and Wesson, Blame Spielberg and Weinstein, or Weinstein. That was from Mark Glynn, the one and only. But he didn't want to come on the program, I guess, which is probably good, because you never know where Mark is going to take us to. But anyway, it is a tragedy, and all of our condolences. Now, make no mistake about it, my heart bleeds for the families of those children who perished, but I want you to also think that Muslim mothers also grieve, parents, you know, losing a loved one, it doesn't matter what you are, you still, you're hurt, but we're not feeling it because they're just a number. We'll be right back.
Stay right. I don't know how they sleep at night.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call Get Berkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
All right. Well, this is the last segment. And we will, actually, since it's the last segment, we got Mark with us, who is going to tell us what his thoughts are about the incident. Mark, welcome to the program. It's been a while.
Dr. Talawi.
Nice to have you.
Thank you for having me. This is situation normal, this thing that took place. I mean, this is like cold weather in winter and hot weather in summer. This kid did exactly what he was programmed to do, and when the next kid does it tomorrow and the next kid does it next week and it goes on and on, which it will. It'll go on like this for decades, because this is the way that these kids have been programmed to behave deliberately by Spielberg and Weinstein, not by Smith and Wesson. What these Zionists have done is to create a nation of killers so that they will be willing to go out and murder a billion and a half Muslims around the world for Israel's benefit. Remember, Benjamin Netanyahu recently said that we're going to be involved in this war for the rest of the 21st century, okay? So, you know, the people who are responsible for bringing this clash of civilizations about, they knew they wouldn't be able to do this if America was a moral country, right? But if you break down America's morals through incessant violence on TV, video games, breaking down sexual morals, then what you've done is that you have created a nation of psychopaths who will either go off and fight Israel's wars for her, or else will pay for these wars through their taxes without raising a peep of protest. And so what this kid did is exactly what he was programmed to do, as all of these other killers are. And, you know, the only, I guess the only disappointment as far as his planners are concerned is that he did it in Connecticut instead of going to the local recruiter, signing up, putting a uniform on, and going to the Middle East and doing it.
Well, yeah, but if he would have went to the recruiter's office, I don't think the effect on the people in the United States would it be as such as it is now. And, you know, where Anderson Cooper will spend the night out there talking about it and crying and weeping about it.
Yeah, but see, they've got to do this. They've got to do this. They've got to blame the guns instead of blaming the Jewish-controlled media for doing this. So, you know, they, believe me, the organized Jewish interests who control this media, if they could wave a magic wand and prevent this thing from happening, they probably would. I don't think that they're not out of any sense of compassion, but rather because they don't want people putting two and two together and figuring out that this kid is like every other kid who's been raised, who's been marinated in this cauldron of media violence. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. I appreciate it, Mark. This will do it for us today, as we are completely out of time. We only have time to say, do the right thing, and just because you don't know the name of a victim does not mean that his family does not grieve. Well, that's all we have. Go do the right thing. Good night. We will see you next week, same place, same time. Goodbye.